The Traveler's Journal, January 6th. Savoring Mexico's City of Silver. Rugged and richly fertile, the highlands of central Mexico have yielded tremendous wealth. Much of the country's silver came from the mines near Zacatecas, the colonial capital tucked into a narrow valley at the northern edge of this high plateau. 3 centuries ago, fortune hunters from around the world descended on Zacatecas. The lucky ones used their wealth to erect elaborately carved cathedrals and pastel-colored neoclassical mansions. Many Mexican cities were built on a grid of wide boulevards radiating from a central square, but Zacatecas's tight hilly topography gave rise to a charming tangle of streets and alleys. Today, one can get a good overview from the cable car that carries visitors high over the old city to the peak of Cerro de la Bufa, the rocky pinnacle which dominates the skyline. The flamboyant cathedral, with its elaborate carved facades, is one of the finest examples of Mexican Baroque. There are several excellent museums, including the world's largest collection of traditional masks. But it's down on the narrow, pristine streets, amid the colonial buildings and squares with their flowered fountains, that the true charms of Zacatecas become most evident. The city vibrates with humanity and is blessed with fine and affordable restaurants, a flourishing cafe society, and abundant nightlife. You can even tour an old silver mine whose tunnels honeycomb into the earth. Zacatecas certainly packs a lot of Mexico into a small space. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.